Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Thursday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Well, joining us now by phone, as they do every Thursday, staff from the Moab Times-Independent. Joining us this morning is reporter Sophia Fisher. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. You always want to pick up the Times-Independent, but there is a ton of news in this edition.
Yeah, we had a very busy week. One of the biggest stories on our front page this week is the BLM's Labyrinth Rooms and Gemini Bridges Travel Management Plan. The final plan came out last Thursday, September 28th. And it closes about 28% of off-highway vehicle routes in the management area, which is near Labyrinth Canyon in Grand County. It's always been a contentious plan, and the response has been, you know, equally divided, I would say. Motorized recreation groups are saying they're going to fight the plan, potentially in court, while environmental groups have praised it and called it a step forward for protecting that area.
Wow. Yeah, it's huge news, and wraps up, nothing ever ends around here, does it, Sophia? But ends a process that's been going on for quite some time.
Absolutely. I was going to say, this is almost certainly not the last that folks will be hearing about this plan. I'm sure it'll be as contentious as the last one or two travel management plans from the BLM have been. But it definitely wraps up a big chapter of the story, shall we say.
Yes, yeah. Well, and you've written the end of that chapter really well, so another reason for folks to pick it up, kind of learn what's going on. Another big news throughout from the area, it ended up being national news. Tell us about the plane crash.
Yeah, there was a tragic plane crash Sunday night just outside of Canyonlands Regional Airport. It was a small private aircraft being piloted by a North Dakota state senator. Also on board were the state senator's wife and two children, and the plane crashed very soon after taking off from the airport at 8:30. All four passengers were killed. Very sad news, and it has been picked up across the country. Yeah.
Do we have any more information at this time about, you know, kind of some of the reasonings for the crash, or is that still being investigated?
That's being investigated. There are federal agencies that arrived at the airport Monday to investigate the cause of the crash. From what I remember, I believe the state senator, Doug Larson's, his aircraft had been cleared as being safe for travel through like 2030 or something like that. And I do know that, you know, weather conditions at the time were fairly clear. There was certainly no storm in the area, but it is an ongoing investigation. So we'll certainly, you know, report on it as more details emerge.
Mm. Well, yeah, again, a very sad story, but important news there in the Times-Independent. Again, there's a lot both on the front page and in the interior. What else would you like to highlight this morning, Sophia?
Yeah, there's tons going on. It's hard to know what to choose. We have a few city stories this week. This week we wrap up our profiles of Moab City Council candidates. This week we profiled candidate Caitlin Myers, she's one of five candidates running for three seats on city council this fall. And we also have a report on Moab's newest police chief, Lex Bell, who took over last week after former chief Jared Garcia left for a role with the Utah Department of Corrections.
Oh, very good. Well, again, I also see some opinion pieces in this latest edition as well. See some sports. Always a lot going on in the Times-Independent. Any final thing to highlight before we let you run?
Yeah, the sports this week have been amazing. And we also have a report on a 9-year-old Colorado boy who climbed Castleton Tower. Very cool photos. Wow. And an amazing story from just an incredible athlete doing something I could never hope to do in my lifetime. So definitely check that out this week as well.
Well, very good. Thanks for that, Sophia. Again, it's the latest edition of the Times-Independent, available now. Should be at your post office box there in Moab, and folks can pick up editions as well at the Times-Independent office. We've been speaking with Sophia Fisher, reporter with the Times. Sophia, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Again, our thanks to Sophia Fisher. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way. We've got a busy couple of morning shows ahead. We're going to be talking with some folks with Energy Fuels ahead of their big open house next week. We also have some conversations ahead with folks about the annular eclipse that'll be airing today and tomorrow. So stick with us. We've got a lot for you this morning here on the Red Rock Morning Show. You're listening to Red Rock 92.7. A reminder, if you miss a show, you can catch it in full wherever you get your podcast, and especially at redrock92.com. We'll go ahead and take that break now and be right back. You're listening to The Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
It's the end of summer sale going on right now at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Come check out the deals on pools and summer clothing. Plus, get everything you need for hunting season with huge savings on ammo, gun cases, targets, earplugs, and much more. Close out your summer right at the Walker Drug end of summer sale. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next to Walker's True Value.
After 30 years of thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still your lucky place. Check out our new Summit Slot Room and Sportsbook. Get in the action with the area's largest bingo room. From slots, blackjack, roulette, and poker, we're still your place to play and win. Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 9:16 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. We've got a lot of local news and happenings coming your way. As part of the morning show, though, of course, we have memorial services and funeral notices brought to you by Bill Boyle.
Good morning, everyone. Funeral services upcoming. There's a service today at noon at the North Blanding Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for Lee Myers, age 71 of Blanding. So those services begin at noon. There's a viewing from 10 to 11:30. Memorial services for Georgia Oliver, age 84 of Blanding, will be held at the Nitsoni Campground on Friday at 11 a.m. That's about 10 miles north of Blanding, in the Manti LaSalle National Forest. So once again, that's Friday at 11. A memorial service for Stephen Doyle Stagg of Cortez begins at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 22nd at the Lewis Areola Community Center. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away on September 28th at the age of 94. There will be a celebration of life on his birthday, November 8th, at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. And Donna Alice Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away in September. There will be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th, 2023. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Well, very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We are juggling things around a little bit this morning, so we're going to send you to the job fair. We'll be back with more news and happenings and possibly a conversation as well. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Talon role. 3-plus years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, Dialysis RN, and Registered Nurse. Also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a full-time and part-time dialysis tech, medical assistant, specialty clinic supervisor, and a full-time business office specialist / registration specialist. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. The White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience, a salaried position with competitive wages and full benefits. Also seeking an assistant manager. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit to employment or call 970-564-6127. The Element, Moab's 4-star hotel, is currently looking to hire employees. There are many positions available, including front desk attendant. Please come into the Element at 1431 North Highway 191 and fill out an application. Come find a great job at the Element. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Earn $60,000 per year after just 2 years as a transportation security officer at Canyonlands Regional Airport. These positions start at $23.51 an hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a $2,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO and join a mission that matters. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Some conditions apply. U.S. citizenship is required. Lisbon Valley Mining Company is looking for dedicated employees to join their expanding workforce, offering competitive wages ranging from $25 to $45 an hour with an impressive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Positions include heavy equipment mechanics, heavy equipment operators, EW harvest technician, and leach pad laborers. To apply, email a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com, learn more at lisbonmine.com, or call 435-686-9950. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. Worldmark Moab has immediate openings in housekeeping, maintenance, guest services, and food and beverage. Competitive wages start at $20 an hour and a $500 sign-on bonus. Enjoy worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person on-site at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
All right, once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Thursday, October 5th, 2023, 9:24 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. Well, again, a special event happening next week out at the White Mesa Mill. Their Energy Fuels is hosting a open house with a bunch of accompanying events October 10th and 11th. Joining us now is VP of Energy Fuels this morning, Curtis Moore. Good morning, Curtis.
Well, good morning, David. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, always appreciate you stopping by. Well, tell us a little bit about what this event entails next week, Curtis.
Yeah, so, you know, this is something we've been doing for the last few years. About every 2 years we do this. It's just an opportunity for people in Blanding and San Juan County and even elsewhere around the country to come see what we're doing out at the White Mesa Mill. You know, we did one the last one we did was about 2 years ago. It was kind of at the height of COVID. This one we're putting together this year is going to be bigger and better than ever. We got a great slate of speakers that are going to be out at the mill, including Grace Stanky. She's the Miss America 2023. And kind of the connection there is that Ms. Stanky is studying nuclear engineering. And so she's going to speak at the open house. We've got quite a few others coming to speak about, you know, nuclear, advanced nuclear, also rare earth elements that we're starting to do out at the White Mesa Mill, and of course having tours. And so really encourage anybody who wants to come out and see what we're doing to come either next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, very good. Yeah, should be quite a full event. So tours available of the mill. How do folks get signed up for that?
Yeah. So the best way to do it would be to get onto our website, which is www.energyfuels.com, and there's a link on our homepage to the open house, and you can register and also sign up for tours. The tours, you know, they're only 30 minutes to walk through the mill. And we'll have various stations set up throughout the mill to demonstrate what is happening at particular phases in the mill. And again, you know, the big, I think, highlight will be mainly rare earth elements, which is just an amazing opportunity that we're pursuing out at the White Mesa Mill, which, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of your listeners know rare earths are needed for a whole bunch of you know, advanced technologies from cell phones to flat screen displays to electric vehicles, wind energy, batteries, and a lot of military and defense needs require rare earth elements. And believe it or not, the White Mesa Mill is making more progress in restoring some of these rare earth capabilities to the United States than really anybody else in the U.S. The work that's being done out at the White Mesa Mill is really quite extraordinary, and we're really excited to show it off.
Very good. And there'll be a speaker kind of highlighting some of the applications of rare earth elements. Is that right?
Yeah. So one of our speakers is a gentleman by the name of Jack Lifton. He's kind of I'd say he's kind of known as the grandfather of rare earth elements in the United States. He's I mean, he's mostly retired right now and consults, but he worked in the automotive industry for a long, long time. He just knows a lot about those supply chains for rare earths, and you know, where they come from, and you know, how you process those into advanced rare earth materials that again can be used in a whole host of applications. I mean, you know, China, you know, and Chinese companies have basically taken over the global rare earth space. They made it a national priority to dominate rare earths because they recognize just how important these materials were for the future, and a lot of these technologies that we're deploying right now. And you know, and I think unfortunately the U.S. was a little asleep at the switch over the last 20, 30 years. We were fine kind of globalizing all this, but now you know, with tensions a little high between the U.S. and China, you know, they can kind of use that as a weapon against us. And so the guys over at the White Mesa Mill are restoring some of these capabilities, you know, and it's really quite extraordinary what's happening out there. And what's great about it is that it's very similar to what the mill has done with uranium for the last 40 years in terms of you know, in terms of the processing that goes on. So it was really a natural for us to start working on rare earth elements. But at the same time, uranium and nuclear is seeing a lot of interest these days, with you know, countries around the world are increasing their nuclear capacity. There's some real questions about where the uranium is going to come from. I mean, that, you know, look, another geopolitical issue is that the U.S. is heavily dependent on Russia for our uranium. So, you know, it's a lot of these geopolitical factors are kind of converging right now, and the White Mesa Mill is playing a big part in restoring these capabilities to the United States.
Huh. Very good. Well, you know, you mentioned 2 years ago you guys had those tours out there. You also announced the beginning of the San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation. It and Energy Fuels has worked with different programs, including American Indian Services. Tell us about some of that work.
Yeah. That's like you said, that's an initiative that we started about 2 years ago. We seeded the foundation with $1 million, which that's a lot of money. The whole idea behind the foundation was to support initiatives in San Juan County, whether it's health and wellness initiatives, education initiatives, tribal initiatives. And to date, we have donated, I believe, about $250,000 to local organizations supporting local San Juan County you know, people and initiatives and that sort of thing. So it's growing. We've actually, like I said, we seeded it with $1 million. We also committed 1% of the top line revenues from the White Mesa Mill to go into the foundation annually, which I believe is totaled another $150,000 or $200,000 that's gone into the foundation. We created a board, an advisory board made up of local people from the San Juan County community to help determine how those funds are to be distributed. And they've been wonderful to work with, and they're excited to be a part of this. They evaluate applications every quarter. And I think it's starting to gain some momentum, and some people, you know, folks around San Juan County are understanding that this thing is real, and there's real money there to support their causes. So we're proud to be able to share our success with the community.
Oh, very good. Well, you know, one other part of the event that you have, you're also having a screening of a film on Tuesday night or Tuesday afternoon.
Yep. Yeah. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 at the movie theater in Blanding. We're going to be screening, it's a documentary called Nuclear Now. And this was a documentary that came out earlier this year. It was produced by Oliver Stone, who's, of course, a very well-known director and producer. And, you know, and I've seen it. It's quite good. It's very thought-provoking. It just gives a really interesting look at sort of the history of nuclear. Kind of where, you know, where nuclear has gone over the years in terms of public perception and all that, but also what's in store for the future. Really encourage people to come out. It's a free screening. This is all again courtesy of Energy Fuels, just so people can go see this great film and enjoy the show. So Yep. Again, sign up on the website.
Well, very good. Yeah, Energy Fuels, again, hosting this open house of the White Mesa Mill. Again, Miss America will be there. Miss America 2023, Grace Stanky. Also, a bunch of other speakers, tours of the mill. Film screening. Sounds like a lot going on this Tuesday and Wednesday at the White Mesa Mill.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, www.energyfuels.com. Go sign up and come out and see all the great science and great things that we're doing out at the White Mesa Mill.
So Miss America, Oliver Stone movie, tours of the mill. That sounds like a fun event.
It is. It's definitely bigger than what we've done in the past. It's I think, you know, the past couple times we did this, it was just sort of a, you know, we just wanted to I don't know, in some respects, kind of demystify this facility. You know, there's a lot of misinformation and a lot of folks out there that, I wouldn't say a lot, that are, you know, not really sure what goes on out there. So we just decided, let's open up the doors and let's show people what we're doing. And it's really paid off, we think, that people can understand what it is that happens out there, that's how critical it is to U.S. Energy security and national security, and restoring some of these critical supply chains. I mean, you know, it can't be emphasized enough, but you know, there's really no other facility in the United States like the White Mesa Mill and the capabilities that we have out there, the people that we have that are doing some amazing work. I can't speak any more highly about the people that are from San Juan County and the people that work out at the White Mesa Mill. It's been quite a ride, and so we want to continue doing these open houses every couple of years, show people our progress. I think during the last open house, it was just we had a little bit of demonstration about our rare earth processing, which has come a long way since that time. What we're doing right now is that we're investing, it's $20 or $25 million into that facility right now to install rare earth separation capabilities. And the result of that will be to produce a product called NDPR oxide, which is neodymium praseodymium oxide. And those are metals that are needed for these neodymium magnets that are used in electric vehicles, which is kind of the big growth driver there. These are super powerful magnets. We actually are going to hand out some of these little magnets to people just as a free gift. They're really cool. They're just little tiny, magnets that are way more powerful than the normal refrigerator magnet that you use in your home. So yeah, so it'll be little gifts, little swag and that sort of thing. And so again, encourage people to come out.
All right. Once again, Energy Fuels hosting that event Tuesday and Wednesday next week out at the White Mesa Mill. You can register to attend at energyfuels.com. We've been speaking with Curtis Moore. He's the Vice President of Marketing and Corporate Development with Energy Fuels. Curtis, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yep. Thanks for having me, David.
Yeah. Well, once again, you're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another quick break and be right back. You're listening to the Morning Show on 92.7.
Hey, Justin here, Performance Ford of Moab. I'd like to take a moment and invite our local community into the new dealership. New ownership means new opportunities, such as a huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, as well as new Shelby and Roush performance vehicles. And there's a lot more to come. Stop in today. Come see what the buzz is about. 1805 South Highway 191. Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Landing, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Inspiration comes in every can when you save on paint and supplies this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. It's buy one, get one half off on gallons of Magnolia Home, Clark and Kensington, and Royal Paint. Get set up for fall cookouts with great deals on Weber, Traeger, and Big Green Egg grills and cooking stations. Fall is the best time to feed your lawn and repair summer damage. 4,000 square foot bags of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed are just $28.99 a piece. Plus, find big savings on steel chainsaws and blowers. That's just the beginning of the red hot buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
River Canyon Wirelesses strive to provide the best internet experience and service in the area for almost 15 years. With River Canyon Wireless, a friendly live representative is just a phone call away. They'll help you in a timely manner and always tell you the truth about the network. River Canyon Wireless Broadband Internet starts at $39.99 a month with no long-term contracts. Free router replacement with username and password recovery. Sign up now at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
What's going on?
Saturday is the Dolores Harvest Festival and Car Show. It's fun for the whole family with a car show, pumpkin painting, a bubble pile, hay rides, a kiddie train, an inflatable slide, food and drink vendors, and lots of live music. Check visitdolores.com for all the details. An annular solar eclipse is passing right through the Red Rock 92 listening area on October 14th. While supplies last, get your American West Ring of Fire solar eclipse glasses at retailers throughout the area, including the San Juan Record in Monticello. Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Thursday morning on this October 5th, 9:42 a.m. Bill, it's October 5th.
Yeah, and the song you just heard, the lead-in music, I Want to Kiss You All Over by Exile, was the number one song on this day in 1978, 45 years ago. It's interesting. Most of the number one songs on this day were in 1978 were from the movie Grease. Summer Nights by John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John was the number one song in the United Kingdom. You know, the one that I want by the same two is the number one song in Australia. Grease by Frankie Valli was the number one song in Canada. But it was Exile with their only number one hit here in the United States.
Sounds like Greece was was exiled out of the U.S. Then they were everyone back in the States was done with that.
Maybe that album. I would imagine that's a sort of movie that would have an early summer release date. So yeah. The number one songs in June and July in the U.S. were probably all from Greece, but later release date in other areas. That's my guess. October 5th is National Get Funky Day. It's a new word in the lexicon when James Brown released Make It Funky in 1971. And, of course, Play That Funky Music, White Boy by Wild Cherry in 1975. But anyway, it's Get Funky Day today. It's also National Do Something Nice Day. It's Apple Betty Day, and it's World Teacher Day today. On this day in 1877, a small band of Nez Perce warriors led by Chief Joseph finally surrendered to forces just short of their goal to reach Canada. They started in Oregon, went through Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana on this remarkable, trying to flee the country to retain their freedom. Anyway, that happened today in 1877. On this day in 1969, Monty Python's Flying Circus debuted on the BBC. And Steve Jobs died today in 2011. Revolutionized computers, music, telephones, animated movies, tablet computing, and digital publishing. What a remarkable life. Relatively short life, too. Birthdays today. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, or I guess the guy who bought McDonald's from the McDonald's and made it what it is today. He was born today in 1902. Musician Steve Miller is 80 years old today, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Actress Kate Winslet is 48 today. And Karen Allen, who played Marion in Raiders of the Lost Ark, is 72 years old today. Football player Travis Kelce is 34 years old today. I look forward to the breakup song that involves Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish him the best of luck. What do you think of the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing?
Well, they appear to be dating and happy for them, and a lot of people surrounding it finding a way to
feel passionate about it. Man, yeah. Social media is all worked up over Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, there's lots of videos going on online of women saying to the men in their lives, "Did you know about Travis Kelce before Taylor Swift? She's really helping his career out, you know." And men are incensed. What are you talking about? He's the best tight end in the league, you know. So, anyways, very funny. I've only seen a few videos in reverse. They're also pretty funny.
Well, I'm a Travis Kelce fan and have been all along. I get this list every day of the local or celebrity birthdays, and he was number 9 on the list, and that list is settled long before, you know, he starts dating Taylor Swift. So he's in the top 10. But I would imagine that there are hundreds of millions of Americans who had never heard of Travis Kelce 3 weeks ago who now know him. And I don't think there are hundreds of millions of Americans who had never heard of Taylor Swift a few years ago. I think as frustrating as it is to be a football fan, and I think Taylor Swift is a little bit bigger than Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Anyway, very interesting, and happy birthday, Travis. Happy birthday locally to Tar Robinson, is 21 today. Sherry Haller and Maggie Boyle Judy all celebrate birthdays today. Happy birthday to y'all. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news happenings coming your way. Actually, we'll take a break, be back with the sports reports, and that'll do it for the show. Really glad you joined us. We'll take a break and be back with the sports reports. Reminder, tomorrow we've got a bunch of conversations happening tomorrow around the annular eclipse. Again, we're almost a week out. It's going to be October 14th, Saturday morning. We'll be speaking with folks throughout the area. We'll be speaking with Bluff Mayor Ann Lepinen. She's at the epicenter of it. We're also speaking with Samira Crank with the Bears Ears Partnership, talking about indigenous beliefs and practices around the eclipse. And then we're going to be having some folks on from San Juan County and other organizations. So we've got a full morning show tomorrow.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, October 14th, Saturday the 14th. We'll have an impact here in the Red Rock Country that I don't know if all of us are fully aware of what's going to happen and how many people are going to come and what it's going to do, but it's going to be a pretty remarkable event.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to it. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take that break and be right back.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Utah Navajo Health System is a series of community health centers providing medical, dental, and behavioral health care to Utah Navajo. With operations in Blanding, Montezuma Creek, Monument Valley, Navajo Mountain, and Monticello, UNHS offers a remarkable variety of services to our patients throughout San Juan County and the northern portion of Navajo Nation.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Attention all business owners. Want to know how you can spread the word about your company? We have the answer. The Local Pages now offers a focused delivery to those who use our book in your area. With our Yellow Page ad, coupons, and magnets, you can get the customers you've been waiting for. Call today to reserve your spot in our book. With our Better Than Ever special offers, you don't want to miss your chance to be in the best phone book in town. Call 866-854-4434. That's 866-854-4434.
The Moab Chevron, a longtime favorite for food and fuel, proudly introduces a new Cajun taste sensation, crispy, crunchy chicken. Come on by and give it a try. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Moab Chevron now accepts EBT and food stamps. Get some good home cooking to go with your snacks and drinks, and get it delivered with DoorDash. Plus, sign up for Chevron Rewards and save $1 on every gallon of fuel. The Moab Chevron, 817 South Highway 191 in Moab.
$1 off every gallon of fuel for your first 3 visits when you sign up for the rewards program.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the morning show. And on this Thursday morning, October 5th, 2023, 9:52 a.m., well, we've got the local sports report for you right here. Rhett Sifford will be having it in later this day. You'll be able to hear it throughout the day. But, man, the big news at the state 2A Utah State Golf Tournament, where Grand County's Wyatt Toney is leading the individual standings after day one. He's 3 under par, and the Red Devils are 4th as a team. San Juan's Ron Daly has made the cut and will play in the second round, which is today at the Glendale Golf Course in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Grand County as a team is in striking distance, but with Wyatt at the top of the standings, he's got to be favored. But there's another really good golfer that from a private school in Salt Lake who's just one stroke behind. And so 18 holes today will determine the medalist overall, and Wyatt's going to be battling for it.
Yeah, should be awesome. We're looking at some other local high school sports news. Edward Lyman paced the San Juan boys cross country team to a win in their home meet yesterday. He had the individual championship at the John Thornton Invitational in Blanding. Grand County was 2nd, Monticello 3rd, Whitehorse 5th, and Monument Valley 8th. Whitehorse freshman K.R. Martin won the girls' division in the race, with Grand County taking the team championship. San Juan was third, Whitehorse fourth, Dolores fifth, and Mancos sixth. Again, it's the final round of the 2A Boys State Golf Tournament in Salt Lake City today. Also, the Grand County and San Juan girls soccer team are closing out their regular season against each other in Moab. The Montezuma Cortez softball team is in Basalt for a doubleheader. On the volleyball court tonight, San Juan is at Gunnison Valley. Monticello is hosting Pinnacle. Mancos will host Ignacio. And Dolores is hosting Norwood in a showdown between local teams. Be sure to send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92. And our thanks to Rhett Sifford for pulling that together today and every day, bringing us those local sports reports.
I think Kiara Martin broke the course record yesterday, too, at the John Thornton Invitational.
So, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just a freshman.
That's awesome. Congratulations to Kiara, then, and the Lady Raiders. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at the regional sports report, they had three games to win two, and the Diamondbacks did it in two in Milwaukee, getting the win last night 5-2, and they are on to the next round.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, they had quite a fight the last couple of weeks to try to get away into the playoffs, and now they're there and have won the first round, and
yep,
off to the next. And I think they're playing the Dodgers.
Yep, they're right? In Los Angeles playing the Dodgers on the 7th, Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Yep, Saturday the 7th, 7:20 p.m. is that opening pitch. So a couple days off for the Diamondbacks as they get ready to head to L.A. and take on the number one team in the NL West. They finished second, the Diamondbacks did, and have struggled against the Dodgers, but I think pretty much everyone has this year.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're coming on. It's who gets hot at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting on this first round of the playoffs. I think all four series were two-game sweeps.
Hmm. Yeah.
So,
yep. Yeah, so we'll see what the Diamondbacks can do. They'll get it started on Saturday, but they advance with their win last night in Milwaukee. So, exciting time for Diamondback fans. That'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Thursday.